And here's some good news if you've got bad credit. The company that creates an important formula for consumer credit reports says it won't penalize you as much for missing payments on medical debt. We're talking about FICO scores here, the number that credit bureaus use to evaluate your credit worthiness. FICO's Anthony Sprav told us the reason behind the change.
For consumers who have a good credit history and where the only negative thing is an unpaid medical collection, that is an anomaly. They are good consumers. They are reliable consumers. They are a good credit risk.
So what does this mean for you? We turn now to David Wilson of Bloomberg. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us first of all about what exactly FICO is doing to change its credit score formula.
Well, the medical bills are one piece of the puzzle. There's also a sense of forgiveness when it comes to a debt that has been sent to a collection agency and ultimately been paid off. You could argue it's like the right to be forgotten as far as those old bills are concerned. So it really is a way for consumers to have a higher credit score, given what the sort of the backdrop is in terms of their past history.
What's in it for FICO? Why would a company that's supposed to keep track of our credit be willing to ignore something as important as missing a payment or a bill?
Well, what's in it for them is they have to deal with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which wasn't an issue for them or for a whole lot of other companies a few years ago. And the Bureau is concerned that companies like FICO, Fair Isaac, the full name, are paying too much attention to medical bills, given the magnitude of the shortfalls in terms of people paying them off, and also the fact that it's really in large measure the insurance companies that are at issue here. If you have health insurance, it's supposed to be up to them to make sure the bills get paid, and sometimes that doesn't happen. So why would you have the person who's insured suffer when it's the company that's at fault?
Well, how big of an impact can this have on consumers? What's this going to do to people's credit scores, and what does that mean for them economically generally?
Well, it's going to bump them up for starters. You might have, say, 25 points on a FICO score. And it makes a difference because if you think about how credit is doled out, you know, you put people into ranges based on their scores. If 25 points is enough to bump you up to a higher range, well, it could get cheaper to borrow, be it for a home, for a car, even student loans. So there's a definite impact there.
How much of how important are these credit scores these days in the economy?
Well, I mean, they really are, to the extent that we're still driven by borrowing. And you know, you think about what's been going on in the housing market. We've seen that kind of tail off lately. So that's in part because of the ability of would-be home buyers to get credit. And it was interesting, this week, Federal Reserve put out numbers from a survey of senior loan officers. They do it every quarter. And what's interesting, in the results, they found that companies are having an easier time borrowing. They're easing standards there, but not households. They're not changing. So how is it going to become easier for people to borrow? These changes in how the credit scores are calculated may go a long way to answer that question.
It does make you wonder, though, if we're starting to ease standards too much.
Well, there is that back and forth, no question. And certainly we don't have to look back that far to the last decade and what went on in the housing market to know what can happen when it go too far in the other direction. For now, though, it's enough to say that these sort of changes, you know, perhaps look at people's credit histories more realistically. The idea that, you know, if you have this medical debt, it really doesn't fall solely on you.
Right.
And if you've paid off a debt that went to a collection agency, well, maybe you deserve some credit for that.
Dave Wilson of Bloomberg, thanks so much.
You're welcome.